Are you ready for a new opportunity? I've been in marketing for 20 years, and it's changed a lot. But it doesn't have to be complicated. I want to help you grow your business. The world is changing every day, and you need marketing that works. Go to my website at scafarms.com and click the link Grow My Business. If you need help with your online marketing, your website, developing email programs, or putting your own shows together, go to my website at scafarms.com and click the link Grow My Business. Thanks for listening and enjoy this next episode.
Get ready for this.
Wow, I am blown away by the response I've been getting on Facebook.
Welcome to a brand new episode of
the Upstate's Farmers Market Podcast.
The following program is for adult audiences only.
You are listening to...
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me on the Farmers Market Podcast.
Relax and enjoy.
We are one of the few tea-growing farms in the United States.
Hi, this is Chris Thurman from BioWay Farm.
Hi, this is Kristen with Earth and Organic.
Hi, this is Mark Jones from Cedar Falls Farm.
Thanks for listening. And now your host...
Great day, everybody. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the Farmers Market Podcast, the show that talks to farmers, homesteaders, beekeepers, craft makers, and much, much more right here in the upstate of South Carolina. We keep it fresh, and we keep it local. Here we talk about all things farmers market related. Be sure to subscribe to the show. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, YouTube, and you can become a supporter of scafarms.com. It's my home base, my farm online, and it's home for the Farmers Market Podcast. Please share with all your friends on Facebook and other social channels, and let me know if there's a local farmer that you would like to hear on the show. Now, today's guest, she's no stranger to getting her hands dirty. She's owner of one of only a handful of worm farms in the state of South Carolina, and her farm is completely female-owned, and is a partner with several farms in South Carolina's pilot program, and we're going to let her explain. Welcome to the show, Earth and Organics' very own Kristen Begay.
Hello, Stefan, and thank you for having me here today.
Hey, it's great. We finally get to chit-chat. We get to talk about what you do. Now, you can find Kristen at Earthen and Earthen Organics at earthenorganics.com and on Facebook and Instagram at Earthen Organics, as well as on Twitter, hashtag earthenorg. Now, tell me, Kristen, what is Earthen Organics and what is happening on your worm farm right now?
Well, Earthen Organics is a definite worm farm. We basically feed and raise worms to gather what they leave behind to give you guys a fantastic organic soil amendment for your plants, be them inside, outside, big farms, you know, house plants, whatever it is that you're growing. We try to make sure you guys have a very good quality organic soil amendment and / fertilizer. I'm not technically supposed to call it that.
No, that's okay. But basically, like, I'm going to boil it down in layman's term. You're scooping the poop of the worms. Is that fair?
Yes. That's so, a fair thing.
Okay. All right. So not that you've got little shovels or anything like that, but you're basically getting what we like in the farming community. You're getting all of the remnants of worm that they've left behind, that they've chewed some of those microorganisms up and they've left behind in the soil to fertilize. What I like to do is as far as my crops so that the soil is healthy. Now, I know that most girls and most women are not into worms. They're just not into it. You can see just standing on the side of any lake or pond, there's not a whole lot of girls and women that are fishing. And a lot of times you got to put the worms on the hook. Now, you don't like to kill your worms. You like to keep them alive. But how did you get into worm farming of all things?
Believe it or not, I do enjoy fishing.
Well, that's why you're in South Carolina. You're not alone.
Yes. But actually, I read an article in a magazine many, many years ago that my father-in-law had, and it was a gentleman in Texas who was raising worms. He was outside and realized, you know, it might be kind of interesting, might be kind of fun. Worms can't talk back. So it was a running joke. I had a corporate job at the time, and my husband still has his corporate job. And it was just the running joke of we could always raise worms. And initially, we were going to try to sell worms for bait. But the infrastructure required for that, my husband decided probably wasn't a good fit for me. He didn't see me going to all the bait shops and delivering the worms. So we decided to raise them and do the castings instead.
Now, what did you do prior to farming? What was your job? What was your gig at that time?
At that time, I worked for a financial firm for about 15 years. And thought I was going to have a long career there, but it went away kind of suddenly in April of 2013, and we were already playing with the worms and getting castings from them. So I took the hobby at that point and decided to make it a full-fledged business, and by April of 2014, we were rolling out and selling. So now, it was kind of cool.
Now, I have tried. Now, initially when I came out to my farm, I said, you know, worms would be a neat little thing. I talked to a rabbit guy, and we got into rabbits a little bit, and he mentioned, oh, I've got a side business. I also sell red worms, and they grow, and they're prolific in the waste of the rabbits. And I said, okay, easy. So I made myself a worm bin, and full disclosure, I didn't think about the nuances of moisture, of air, of all that. I just kind of put the rabbit stuff with some soil. Again, I'm a newbie farmer, but I put it together, and I forgot about just keeping it watered and the moisture there. Soon enough, the South Carolina heat took over, and I literally had a concrete bed of soil, and I don't think the worms made it. So I'm not sure what I did wrong. I just know I did a lot of things wrong. Tell me, what exactly is the system, or what have you done on your farm that has basically led to a booming business for you?
Now, what we do, I mean, you're right. There's multiple ways to raise worms. There are a myriad of systems that you can use, and from indoor underneath your kitchen sink to the full-fledged operating system like we have, which we can call a continuous flow through system or a CFT. And so ours is above ground. It's a 48-foot long bed with 5-foot wide size. We usually fill it to about 32 to 36 inches deep. Before we begin the harvesting process, we feed the worms juice pulp from Southern Press Juicery locally here in Greenville. And we also do some composting on site. We use a forced aeration composting system so that we can compost our stuff completely and meet all PFRP standards. And then we feed the worms the pulp from the juicery, and then we cover that with the compost, and we have an automated watering system that we've installed just this year and actually gotten it to work correctly so that I don't have to hand water. We can actually water from above, and it's consistent and good.
So did your job in the financial sector prepare you for what you're doing now? Because you've just rattled off a lot of complicated systems that I don't think people go to school necessarily for. But how did what you did before prepare you for this, or did it?
To be honest with you, I would tell you no. It had nothing in any way, shape, or form would prepare me for what I'm doing now.
There you go, kids. All the education in the world will not prepare you for worm farming.
No, not at all. Actually, it's kind of funny because I am a very much a people person, and worm farming very much puts you by yourself. And so it's been a little bit of an adjustment. But, what I did there did not in any way, shape, or form prepare me for what I'm doing now. And it takes a whole lot of research. It takes a whole lot of time. We even go to vermiculture conferences to where we learn about these systems. So it's interesting.
Well, what is the reaction when you're at a farmer's market? And I know you've gone to quite a few farmer's markets. You've got about 2 minutes to talk to somebody. And to tell them what you do. So what's the initial reaction when you tell them, hey, I'm a worm farmer. I don't want to say most, but I know if you're in the farming community, you understand what worms can do for your soil. But if you're a new farm or a new gardener, or you're somebody that, you know, you know a little bit about it, but you're not sure, and they approach you and they say, so what is this? What are some of the reactions that you get?
We get all sorts of reactions. My favorite is when people turn around and look at us and go, ooh, worms, and they keep walking right past us.
They don't understand.
No, they have no clue. And they really think that there's worms in the buckets and that we're selling worms that way. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, no, we can't sell worms that way. They wouldn't be able to live. But, you know, it takes a farmer or a gardener. Usually I get people who have just read about it or have just seen a YouTube thing about worm castings and how good they are. And so they're usually coming to me, oh, I just read about that. I just heard about that. I need this, or tell me why it's good. And so then you can go in and you can explain it. But the majority of the people just kind of look at you funny, like, what is that? And when you say, oh, it's worm poop, their immediate reaction is when we have it on the table, for them to look at, touch, smell, feel, so they know what they're buying in the buckets. They literally yank their hands back. What am I touching? And it's hilarious because I'm like, it's the cleanest stuff on the planet.
So what is the science? Obviously, you've done a lot of research. So what is the science behind, I mean, we're getting into biology now, but what is the science behind what worms do for our soil?
Well, there's a couple of facets to what worms can do. Not only do they aerate the soil, creating their little burrows and their little, you know, tunnels, but as they eat, because some worms eat the soil, some worms don't. The worms that we use do not technically eat the soil. They eat the decomposing material, so they eat it once it's broken down. But the worms can give your soil the capability to fend for itself. And so they eat through the decomposing debris and they leave behind, of course, the castings, the worm poop. And they also excrete some of the stuff from their skin that gives the soil the ability to fight off certain diseases and pathogens. It gives the soil the ability to help the plants fend off certain bugs that are going to chew the plants up and try to kill them. And, you know, farmers are not interested in people or insects taking away their plants. So they work in conjunction with the soil and the plants to make a really good produce, and they can actually increase the yield of your plants, whether that be flowers or whether that be fruit. You can get up to a 25% higher yield, and it can increase your antioxidant level in the fruits that you eat. It's fantastic. It's almost like we call it miracle, you know, miracle dirt.
It's almost as if Mother Nature said, I've got the perfect fertilizer. It's called a worm, and if you'll just allow them to grow and live, you'll have a bountiful harvest.
Yeah, we have told that to numerous people. God knew what he was doing when he made the worm.
Right.
Because without the worm, you know, it takes a whole lot of chemicals to make that soil do what the worms can do naturally and healthfully.
So, and you mentioned just educating people. That is a difficult job when you're at a farmer's market, let alone anywhere else. So how do you guys kind of cope with that education process?
It's basically you just repeat yourself, consistently and continually. But we've also branched out into being able to speak at garden clubs and being able to speak. We have a couple of stores that carry our product. And so we've actually gone and spoken to those stores and to the staff that work at those stores to kind of help educate them on what castings do and why they're so good, so that once we can get that message out there, the more that we expand the base of people that understand it, the more it grows. And we're not the only ones. I mean, there's a ton of people out there that, you know, will give you explanations on worm castings. You can look it up and get all kinds of great information on it. But it's people just aren't into that yet. And they're just now starting to get to that point where they're like, oh, wait, organic gardening, what can I use? And worm castings are a big deal.
Right. And just being organic is a big deal. Now, tell me, what are some of the products or size of products, I guess, because you sell different sizes, because some people are buying a ton and some people just need a little bit for their garden. So what are some of the products that you offer?
We will offer worms once in a while for composting use. We try to limit those because we like to keep our employees. But we will sell the worms by the pound every so often. But we also sell castings in 1, 2, and 5 gallon containers. Those containers are plastic resealable containers. They are breathable, so they are not airtight sealed. So therefore, the microbes can get air and they can breathe, and it keeps the contents moist because it has its own little greenhouse effect going on inside the bucket. And so you get a prime product at all times. There's a reason I spend so much money on those buckets. Even though my husband says I have to have the most expensive things. But we also sell it by the cubic yard. So we have large farms that use it by the cubic yard. And of course we have our little home gardeners that use it by, you know, a 1 gallon bucket. In our little buckets, we actually refill those. So if you buy that bucket, you can bring it to us at a farmer's market, or, you know, if you check our website, there's some certain stores that will actually refill those containers for you at a discount.
And where are some of the places they can find your products? I mean, obviously on your website, they can contact you directly via email, but where are some of the stores that are carrying some of your stuff?
We have a couple stores locally. In Greenville, we have Lotus Urban Farm and Garden Supply. We have, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, we have Vaughn's in Simpsonville is carrying it. And then when you start going out further, we have stores in Spartanburg. We have stores in Florence. We have a store in North Augusta. We in Columbia, we're pushing towards the coast at this point, because, and we even have stores in Nashville. So we're trying to make sure that we have a good feel out for the people that are gardening everywhere.
Yeah, you're really branching out. Now, I know you mentioned something before the show about an offer for our listeners. So I'm going to ask you, what exactly do you have in store for them if they were to come and go to your website and shoot you an email?
Well, just for the listeners here on the Farmers Market podcast, I would basically tell them, contact us directly. They can email me at kristen@earthandorganics.com and let us know that they heard about us through your podcast. And we will be glad to offer them 10% off their entire purchase, whatever that may be. And that is indefinite, anytime.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. I can tell you, I'm excited for our listeners that they're going to be able to take advantage of this offer. And I encourage anybody that's into gardening, especially small-time gardening in your backyard, it seems like everybody's doing that. Our listeners are going to take advantage of this. Now, I'm going to find out a little bit more about you, Kristen. And I want you to tell our listeners, if you can, one or two things that you've kind of learned in life that you would like to share. Maybe it was a lesson or a challenge or a positive experience you've had from transitioning from corporate to your current position as CEO of Earth and Organics. Or maybe it was something that life just threw at you and there's a great takeaway and a lesson. And for the listeners, I mean, Kristen is a mother, she's a wife, and she's an entrepreneur. And I think a lot of people get the notion that you can't do all these things and you can't do them all well, but you have. So what are one or two things that you'd like to share with the audience about what you've learned in your life?
Well, I will definitely have to say that the timing was perfect for my job loss. And it's given me so much more time with my kids, because I'd worked through all of, you know, my son's youngest years. So I got to spend his high school years here. And my daughter, I've been able to actually have her home and be able to take care of her outside of school. So it's been extremely a blessing for that in my life, especially because I always wanted to spend some time with my kids, but I never had that opportunity. And so it was very nice to be able to come home and have a business where I could actually go and do things with my kids, and take them to lessons for here, there, or yonder, without worrying about a job outside of here. And it's also taught me that I can do a lot more than I think I can. I try to limit myself a lot, and I try to give a lot of excuses as to why I don't think I can. But time after time after time, I have noticed that I do more and I do better jobs than I think I do. So I've learned to be a little bit more trusting in myself that I can do this and I can succeed. It's been a journey for sure. And I am so extremely grateful that my husband helps me, that my son helps me. It's kind of funny that, you know, my son started out his college career doing aerospace engineering and discovered shortly thereafter he didn't want to be a lab rat. And so he had no idea what he wanted to do. And I had him go with me to a vermiculture conference at NC State. And halfway through, oh, he was so mad at me. But halfway through the first day, it was like a light bulb went off and the kid realized, hey, I like this stuff. So he's about ready to graduate with a degree in agronomy, which is the study of soils and plants. And so it just, little things like that have proven to me that the steps that we've done and the things that we've done, we're in the right order.
They're all lining up. I couldn't agree with you more. And those are great life lessons. I see, if you go to her website, earthandorganics.com, you'll see pictures. And I think some of your kids are obviously at the farmer's market with you. And I've noticed, like, I've taken my son, my daughter showed up out of the blue one time to do the first market, and her boyfriend. And I see them light up. There's something about when you're growing something or when you're putting something together, whether it be a craft or in your case, it's a product. In my case, it's produce. But there's something about it when you know the energy and the time it takes to put into something and then you're selling it, you can honestly tell somebody about what you're selling and all the things that go into it. And it's a part of you. It's kind of like your little kids, even though it's going, it's a part of you because you've invested time, energy, and resources. And it just makes it all the more worthwhile when your children see that. And then they understand the whole aspect of business, that when you do it on your own, there's a different ownership and a different pride that comes with it. And so in that respect, it's kind of like what you said. It's one thing to kind of sell yourself short, but it's another when you start doing it and then you take that leap of faith and you go, you know what? I've been selling myself short for quite a long time. I'm not going to do it anymore. And it gives you confidence to do the next things. Those are great life lessons. And I can't thank you enough. I know we're going to talk again, but I can't thank you enough, Kristen, for sharing a bit about you, sharing about Earth and Organics, and just sharing about what it takes to kind of do the things that you do. We're going to hear more about you because you're heading off to a bunch of different conferences. and we haven't even touched, you know, on some of the pilot programs that you're working on. Maybe you can, just before we leave for today, give us a little taste of what pilot program you're working on right now with some of the farmers in South Carolina.
Well, as some of your listeners may be aware, in 2018, the first licenses for the hemp pilot program were issued, and we actually are supplying a couple of those farmers with some worm castings for their plants that they're growing. And at this point, the harvest has come in, and I am looking forward to participating in a conference in November that will hopefully garner us a few more farmers as well in the 2019 licensing year.
It's just been a crazy year for you, and you've got a study I think that you did this year as well, talking about the tomato plant study that you just did with your products. And you don't have to say it now, but I want people to go to your website and check it out because it's phenomenal. I wish I had known about your products prior to planting my tomatoes in the spring. Actually, I think it was February when I started. But I know going into this next season, I know what I'm going to be using because my tomatoes did not do very well, at least not the way I expected them to do. So again, I want to thank you for being on the show. And again, just thank you for what you're doing with Earth and Organics.
Well, thank you very much for having me today. There's nobody else here with me at the moment, but it's just me. Everybody's gone this evening. So, thank you very much for having us. I greatly appreciate it.
Not a problem. Anytime. Be sure to check them out online and share this episode with everybody you know. Your support as a listener is key. And most importantly, support your local farms and farmers. Until the next time. My name is Stefan, and you've been listening to the Farmers Market Podcast. Keep it fresh, keep it local.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.